Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. Junction Creek Stewardship Committee's Bat Survey August 11. The Junction Creek Stewardship Committee is conducting new wildlife surveys and encouraging community science to help gain a better understanding of bat species along Junction Creek for the recovery of species at risk. You can help by joining the team on August 11 from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. for the Bat Survey, happening at the Garson Public Library and Citizen Service Center. Participants will be able to see how mobile bat detection devices work, including live analysis of bat sonar used to identify different species of bats as they fly around using echolocation to navigate and feed on insects. For more information, visit the Junction Creek Stewardship Committee website, found here. Black Lives Matter Sudbury presents Culture Matrix, Black Arts Festival August 13th. Culture Matrix, Black Arts Festival takes place on Durham Street for daytime programming and Place Day Arts on Larch Street for evening programming. This all-ages event will be split into three dynamic sections: Healing, 12 to 2 p.m., Kinship, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m., and Celebration, 7 p.m. to midnight. Programming will include internationally acclaimed performers such as Havaya Mighty, Juno Award-winning artist and Canadian rapper Naya Ali. This event will uplift, center, and privilege Black, Indigenous, and racialized performers, artists, and facilitators. Learn more here. Sudbury Indie Cinema presents Cat Video Fest August 13 and 22. Cat Video Fest is a compilation reel of the latest and best cat videos culled from countless hours of unique submissions and sourced animations, music videos, and classic internet powerhouses. Cat Video Fest is a joyous communal experience, only available in theaters, and raises money for cats in need through partnerships with local cat charities. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to Small Things Cats Animal Shelter. Donations of cat food, litter and toys is welcomed and encouraged. Want to be part of the pre-show? Submit your favorite photo of your rescue kitty to outreach@sudburyindiecinema.com. Event takes place August 13 and 22 at Sudbury Indie Cinema. Start time is 2 p.m. both dates. Tickets are $15 for adults and $7 for children. More information available here. Peter Schneider Concert Series August 14. For more than 20 years, new and seasoned musicians have delighted crowds from June to August with free concerts in Bell Park every Sunday evening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. as part of the Peter Schneider Concert Series. F-105 performs at the William Bell Gazebo August 14. F-105 is from Toronto and are currently touring and performing live in support of their new EP, F-105-3. All while workshopping and developing songs for their next album. F-105 played at a sold-out event, Star Wars Celebration in 2015, and during the chorus of one of their original songs, the audience sang along, a breakthrough moment for them. Right now, their favorite artist to cover is the Beatles and their favorite original song is Toys. Sudbury Performance Group presents Whiskey Trip August 17. Whiskey Trip performs at the Hilton Garden Inn 7 to 10 p.m. August 17. Register to take in the performance online here. STC Yes Theatre present Ride the Cyclone until August 20. Fans of Rocky Horror and Little Shop of Horrors rejoice. In this hilarious and outlandish story, the lives of six teenagers from a Saskatchewan chamber choir are cut short in a freak accident aboard a roller coaster. When they awake, a fortune teller invites each to tell a story to win a prize like no other, the chance to return to life. Ride the Cyclone will ignite your heart and force you to think about all the beautiful things in life. A celebrated original Canadian musical that took the country by storm in 2010 before moving on to a successful run in Chicago and off-Broadway. The show's run has now been extended until August 20. Tickets available online here. Up Here the 8th of August 19-21. Up Here Urban Art and Music Festival returns to downtown Sudbury for an 8th year Friday August 19th to Sunday August 21st. Musical lineup includes La Luz, All the Way from California, capturing sizzling summer in song with their psychedelic, surf noir, and Pierre Quenders, from Kinshasa, Congo by way of Montreal. Murals to be curated by Anong Beam, a painter, mother, paintmaker, and curator, living and working in her home community of Michijing First Nation on Manitoulin Island. Visit uphere.com for more information. Ribfest September 2-4 after last running in 2019. A popular Sudbury summer festival is making a comeback over the Labor Day weekend, September 2-4. Although the location has been changed to Bell Park's Grace Hartman Amphitheater. Ribfest 2022 features 5 rib teams, down from the usual 6, including Boss Hogs, Ribs Royale, Crabbies, Texas Rangers and a newcomer, Silver Bullet. Ribfest 2022 runs from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. September 2 and September 3, and 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. September 4. Admission is free. For more information, visit the Facebook event page or website. Art Gallery of Sudbury presents Johanna Westby. Natural Contrast until September 4. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's exhibition of Johanna Westby's work, titled Natural Contrast, runs until September 4. Originally from Elliott Lake and now living in Sudbury, Westby is an artist, an illustrator, and a teacher, whose style has been described as bold and unique and revolves around creating and sharing visual expressions of contrasts, which is easily recognizable in her many large-scale public murals and paintings throughout the region. The work in this show, called Natural Contrast, represents an exploration of natural subjects expressed through the abstracted stylization of form and color, said a release from the gallery. The exhibition will feature 39 new artworks depicting the contrasts in our world between chaos and calm, peaceful land paired with dynamic skies, tranquil lakes with radiant sunsets or a moment of stillness as an animal pauses, silhouetted against a vibrant, dancing sky, continues the release. You can find more information about the exhibit at the gallery's website or their Facebook page. Jazz Sudbury Festival September 8-10. The Jazz Sudbury Festival returns this year September 8-10. The venue for 2022 is the New Place Day Arts Building in downtown Sudbury. Performers include Teva Sella Quartet, Tio Corigno, Harvey King and the Grindstone, Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop, S. Mo, Rich Brown and the Nua Bang Quartet and the Heavyweights Brass Band. Tickets for each individual performance range from $25 to $35 depending on the night. Saturday is most expensive, Thursday is least, and full evening tickets are $70 for Thursday night and $90 for Friday and Saturday night. You can get a limited weekend pass for $225, but for $300, you can not only attend all 11 concerts, but the after-party concerts as well, which are missing from the limited pass. You can find more information and tickets on the festival website, found here. Valley East Days Sept. 9-11 Valley East Days returns Sept. 9-11. Free family fun at the Hanmer Valley Shopping Center, fireworks, live entertainment and more. Country Night on September 9 features Andrew Hyatt, Gil Grand and Roadhouse. Rock Night on September 10 features Glass Tiger, Guns N' Roses Tribute Appetite for Democracy and Supertramp Tribute Dreamer. Tickets for Country Night and Rock Night available online here. Check out the full Valley East Days lineup on the event's website. Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival September 17-25. The 34th edition of Cinefest Sudbury International Film Festival runs September 17-25. Passports are now on sale through Cinefest's website. The film festival's lineup will be released on August 25th. Be sure to watch Sudbury.com for our coverage. L'Arche Sudbury's 40th Anniversary Pasta Dinner September 20. L'Arche Sudbury will be holding its annual pasta dinner event once again, this year on Tuesday September 20 at the Caruso Club. Not only are they celebrating the community and people they love, but the 40th anniversary of the organization. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 5:30 p.m. with the evening ending at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $80.59 and can be purchased on the event-specific website, found here, and takeout meals can be purchased for $43.45 on the website and are available for pickup from 3 p.m. onwards. Kidney Walk September 25. This year's annual Kidney Walk takes place in Sudbury and all over Canada September 25. As in the past 2 years, the walk this year will take place in a virtual format. Friends and supporters will be encouraged to get out in their local communities for an actual walk and to collect pledges and donations in support of the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Participants will be encouraged to raise funds via social media, family groups and by holding small group raffles or 50-50 draws or even a yard sale. Supporters are asked to go online to register for the walk and to encourage others to register. College Boreal hosts Madame Bolduc on tour, exhibition until mid-November. Mary Travers, a Depression-era Quebec folk musician, is the subject of a bilingual traveling exhibition called Madame Bolduc on Tour, on display at College Boreal until late fall. You may remember the story of Travers, also known as Madame Bolduc and La Bolduc, from this Historica Canada Heritage Minute. The exhibition, which is free, can be visited Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at College Boreal's Alphonse Desjardins Resource Centre, located at 21 LaSalle Boulevard in Sudbury. It runs until mid-November. Pierogies and cabbage rolls Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for curbside pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.